the Bible will help us transform our mind. Number four, the sanctification. Let's turn to John chapter 17. John chapter 17, verse 17. 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Before Jesus was arrested, Jesus prayed for the disciples. There are so many things Jesus concerned the disciples. Lord Jesus, because he is the Almighty God, so he knows us very well. He knew the shortcomings of disciples. In his prayer, Jesus asked Father, say, it's not necessary to separate them from this world because they need to learn from this reality world, because they needed to preach the gospel in this world. However, here Jesus says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So what is truth? The words of God. The words of God will sanctify us. So the words of God helps us attain holiness. Our God is a holy God. So we are the children of God. We should not lack this very important character. Holy is one of the divine nature. If we say we are the children of God, we should also have this kind of divine nature, holy. How could we become holy? The words of God will help us become holy. Let's turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 9. Psalm 119, verse 9. Verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your words. The holiness is an important requirement for every Christian, no matter you are young or you are old, because this is one of the important divine nature of God. We are the children of God. We should have this divine nature. So here, the author especially focus on young men. It's not necessary because I am young, so I'm clean, I'm pure. Yes, compared to other person, you might be purer than others. But in God's eyesight, now we are talking about in God's eyesight. In God's standard, even we are young, we still need to pursue holiness. So here say, by taking heed according to your word. Use God's words to help us examine our daily life. Use the words of God to help us have a right direction, how to live holy life. Use the words of God to give us the strength to make a right resolution to live a holy life. I am Bible to those who are tossed about by the storms of life. I am a steadfast anchor. To those who search for salvation, I reveal the Savior of the world. No matter what, we should be saved. This is the most important issue in our life. In a memorial service, the children, the son of the passed away old brother, the son kept saying, "When the family has gone through the great suffering," the father kept telling the children, "No matter what, we should be saved. This is our important goal. No matter what difficulties we are encountering now, no matter what challenges we are facing, this is the most important principle. We should be saved." You know, when people in difficulties, when people in suffering, people easy to withdraw from the church service, people easy to withdraw from the church activities, people will easy to withdraw from the fellowship among the brothers and sisters. Because you are so happy, I'm not happy. Because you are so, your life is so smoothly, now my life is so level. So in that situation, yes, our intention is, we tell people, "Leave me alone, don't call me. Just leave me alone. Don't come to visit me, because I'm suffering. Because I have so many difficulties in my life." But this father kept telling his children, "We should be saved." So it means we should keep going to church. We should keep attending church activities. We should keep joining the fellowship. This is the most important thing. We should be saved. The words of God will help us to be saved. Because the Bible will give us the wisdom for salvation. Let's turn to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And also verse 15 and 16. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. If we want to be saved, there are several important issues. The faith which is in Christ Jesus. By God's grace, Lord Jesus gives us faith. Have the faith to believe Jesus is our Savior. And here, Paul also mentioned Timothy, from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. Because the Holy Scripture is able to make you wise for salvation. The faith we should receive from Lord Jesus Christ, just like Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, unless the movement of the Holy Spirit, nobody can confess Lord Jesus is my Savior. Because from the historical viewpoint, yes, Lord Jesus, he has been in the history. He was a good person. But from the other viewpoint, he was a failure. Why? Because he was arrested. He was crucified on the cross. How could this kind of person a savior? So unless the movement of the Holy Spirit, people is not easy to confess Lord Jesus is my Savior. How could a person was crucified on the cross? How could a person was insulted by the Roman soldiers could be our Savior? So, in some aspect, yes, it's not easy to receive Lord Jesus. It's our Savior. But some people, when they study the Bible, by the movement of the Holy Spirit, they will realize Jesus is my Savior. We live in this real society. There are many things become our impact. So now we believe Jesus is our Savior. But tomorrow, how about tomorrow? How about next year? How about 10 years after? Are you still convinced Lord Jesus is my Savior? It may not necessary. For this reason, very few people become lost sheep. They have confessed Jesus is my Savior. But if a person does not receive the spiritual food daily, if a person does not pay attention to study the Bible, there are so many impacts, influences in our surrounding. Try to take us away from the salvation. So we need to have the wisdom for salvation. So we need to become a Bible reading person. I am the Bible, God's wonderful gift to mankind. I am the Bible. I am your A to Z. I am your everything. From A to Z, it means everything. Use the character A to Z you can describe everything. You can have every word to explain many things. So Bible is our A to Z. Acquaint us with them of the gospel. I have mentioned the words of God. We also can use the term gospel. We need to be familiar with the gospel. The words of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God, Heavenly Father, always is our good news in our life. Some people, when they believe in Jesus at the first at the beginning, well, indeed, this is the good news for me. But sometime later, the faith is no longer a good news. But we need to keep reading the Bible. So, Lord Jesus Christ always is our good news. The Bible reading will always give us opportunity. In our daily life, many times we try to find good opportunity, the chance. When the chance came, we need to grab it. This Bible is not does not only teach us about the future, the eternal life, the spiritual things. This wonderful Bible also does teach us our daily life, our reality life in this world. What we need to survive in this reality world, wisdom. So there's five books. We call it the Book of Wisdom. Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. They are the wisdom of our daily life. We know what is our good opportunity. If we become a daily Bible reading person, for sure, the salvation always belongs to us. If we were a Bible reading person, for sure, we always have peace in our life. If we were Bible reading person, for sure, we have eternal hope. If we were a Bible reading person, for sure, we live in God's love, in brothers, sisters' love. How wonderful. Love is part of our life. We are live in love. Bless us as we obey his precepts. Let's turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Verse 2. Verse 2. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. Here, use the other term, testimonies. The words of God is also the testimonies. Many times we would like to attend testimony section. We would like to share others' blessings. But the Bible itself is the testimonies. Because the Bible records many saints, many experiences of saints. So here say, blessed are those who keep his testimonies. When we heard the testimony, what's the purpose? We heard the testimonies. Yes, we want to share the power of Lord Jesus Christ. We want to share the mercy of Almighty God. We want to share the wonderful miracles with brothers and sisters. But usually, the purpose of the testimony will help us to build up our faith. The testimony will help us to make a resolution. I also want to follow God's teachings, God's words, just like the brothers and sisters who bear the witness. Sometimes the brothers and sisters, they bear the witness, bear the testimony. When they return to God, when they return from their wrong way, and God's blessing compound to them. When they walk in the wrong way, the wrong sin follow them. When they walked in the right way, the right sin follow them. So we want to learn from the testimony. So the Bible is the testimonies. So blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. After we heard the testimony, we are encouraged. We are inspired. I also want to follow this example. So after we read the Bible, it will help us seek God with the whole heart. This is very important. We should follow Lord Jesus Christ with the whole heart. In the Bible, has mentioned Caleb and Joshua. They followed God with their whole heart. So you can see Caleb. When he was aged, I think 85, he asked Joshua, give me that mountain area. It means, give me the best. Give me the difficultest one. How could he have this kind of confidence? How could he say, give me the best one? Because he is a person followed God wholeheartedly. We would like blessings that's so wonderful. Sometimes brother and sister might ask, could I ask blessings? This kind of blessing, that kind of blessings. Am I greedy? It's not the question, the problem, are you greedy or not? The key point is, are you worthy to receive the blessings? If you were a person followed God wholeheartedly, yes, you can like Caleb, give me that mountain. Give me the best one. Give me the difficultest one. In the real life, sometimes the difficultest one is the best one. Do you have the competence to ask, Lord, give me the best, the difficultest one? It means, give me the best one. How could we follow God wholeheartedly? Here say, we keep his testimonies. We keep his words. How could we keep his words? The first, we should have the daily Bible reading. Receive his word. This is our duty. And then, through the prayer, the Holy Spirit will work his part. I already use this example. The birds can fly in the sky because of two winds. I believe none of you see the birds fly in one wing. Even the airplane need two wings. If we want to fly, we need two wings. One is ourselves. We need to do our duty. One is God. God will do his duty. The things we can do, God would not do for us. The parts we are not able to do, God will do for us. So if we keep to let the words of God come into our heart, come into our mind, and then the Holy Spirit will work on us. I have mentioned humans' language, humans' words is limited. There are many things actually beyond the words, the humans' words. So when we study the words of God, the Holy Spirit will inspire us to understand the meaning, the direction beyond the words. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. That is God's duty. See, consecrates us as we follow his injunctions. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. Verse 5. Numbers chapter 6, verse 5. All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. In Old Testament time, after the Moses, there is a practice. The person can become called a Nazarite. when a person make a vow of Nazarite, he separate himself for the holy purpose. So in that period of time, he will be holy. So if the person do according to the regulations of Nazarite, in that separate period of time, he was consecrated. He will be holy in front of God. So do accordingly. So in nowadays, not only just a period of time, we are holy in front of God. We should be holy in front of God daily. So the Bible is the regulations for us to be a holy person in front of God. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. Verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Not only do we see the law in the future, but also we want to see law now. How could we see law now? Here mentioned, pursue peace with all people and holiness. And these two also related together. If we were a holy person, we are easy to have peace with others. How could we be holy? I have mentioned the Holy Bible will help us to become holy. Because there are so many regulations will teach us how to be holy. Just like in Old Testament time, how could be a Nazarite? There are some regulations. If you observe the regulations, you are Nazarite. So from the Bible, we know the regulations. We follow the regulations. We are a holy person. And we can see God. It's not necessary use our physical eyes to see God. Use our inner eyes to see God. Just like Job say, I heard God, but now I see God. This is also a very important turning point. We cannot always in the stage, I heard God. We should make a turning now. I see God. If we will have a holy life, we will see God for sure. D, Bible is our A to Z. D, edifies the life as we heed it. Let's turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. When Paul and Barnabas, they were going to leave, depart from that area. This is the encouragement Paul gets them. Paul say, "I commanded you to God." Yes, God can protect us. God can provide everything to us. Not only commend you to God, but also commend you to the word of His grace. Because of God, because of the word of His grace, is able to build you up. We need to be built up in many aspects. We need to be built up. We should become independent. As long as we are built up, we can become independent. I hope you have departed from that stage. Most of us in the journey of faith, in the early stage, we depend on some people, especially our parents. Why do we come to church? Because parents came to church every Sabbath. I have no way to follow them because I am still under 12. Even I am more than 12, but I do not have any choice. I should go with parents. So I come to church. So the God seems my God, but actually, the most part, God is my parents' God. The faith, I depend on my parents. Parents encourage me, you should pray. Let's pray. Because we haven't been built up. But we need to be built up so we can become independent. In our age, we try to become independent. That is good. But don't forget, don't neglect the faith. You also need to become independent. How could you become independent concerning your faith? The words of God. Here use the term the words of His grace. We pay attention to our physical body, especially in your age. For the brother, the brothers would like to build up your physical body, just like the magazine's cover and muscle, so strong. Build up the body. But we also need build up our spiritual muscle. Build up our inner man. No matter how you put your effort for this physical body, the effective, the benefit only for a period of time. For sure, everyone is getting old. For sure, everyone is getting weaker and weaker. But for the inner being, it can be renewed day by day. I'm not telling you you don't need to pay attention to your physical body. You are still loved by your parents. Your parents put many effort to try to help you have a healthy body. So You also need to pay attention to your physical body. But the more important is our inner person. As long as our inner person is built up, then here Paul says, give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Sanctified is also a key word. How could we have the future inheritance? Because we have sanctified ourselves. So we should be among the sanctified people. We are among them. Why? Because we have built up ourselves. We become independent in the faith. So use the Bible, the words of God, edify our life, our spiritual life. It fires the heart to faithful testimony. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like the hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Sometimes you want to emphasize a concept or an idea, we use the question sentence. Question sentence sometimes is more confirm the statement. So here, first use the question sentence. It's not my words like fire. The words of God like fire. Many times we less the fire. We need the fire in our spiritual heart. We are too cold. We need the fire. We need the words of God to enlighten our fire. I have mentioned the fire will help us to burn out the filthy sins. Like the goldsmiths reframe the gold, the pure gold. And here, use the other term. And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. I believe you have seen many precious stones, shining, brighter, colorful, precious stone. The original, it might look like the ordinary rock, but the stonesmith need to break it, and then can have the precious stone, and then go through the polish, cut polish process, and then there's a wonderful precious stone in front of you. Can do many good decoration. So here say, the words of God like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Why do we break the rock because we want to have the precious stone. Who is the precious stone? You and I, we are precious stone. The high priest have the chest plate. There are 12 precious stone in the chest plate. Each one carved the name of 12 tribes. So we are precious stone. But at the beginning, we just like the rough rock. We need to go through the cutting, the breaking, polishing process. Then we can become a precious stone. Would you like to become a precious stone? Yes. So we need the word of God. The word of God, just like the hammer. When we read the Bible, sometimes the Bible will just like a hammer to break our heart. It's for our good. Because we are not ordinary stone or rock. We are precious, precious stone. Let's pray in silence. Amen.